At 8:30 this morning, NASA launched the Vengeance rover directly at Mars in response to the Red Planet's unwarranted and unprovoked attack on NASA's Opportunity rover in June of 2018. If Mars is listening out there, your day of reckoning has come.
That was head engineer Thomas Daines announcing NASA's plans to seek revenge on Mars after the Red Planet killed the Opportunity rover in a dust storm 2 years ago. But will NASA's new Vengeance rover be powerful enough to successfully avenge the death of their beloved Opportunity rover? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. You probably won't be able to understand most of this news, but hopefully the music will keep you entertained. Feel free to bob your head along and stay with us. Vengeance Rover. That's how NASA is seeking their revenge today, following an unprovoked attack by Mars on their Opportunity rover nearly 2 years ago to the day. According to the space agency, Vengeance Rover's mission will be to completely destabilize and obliterate the Red Planet once and for all in honor of the fallen Opportunity rover. Joining us now to discuss NASA's surprise attack on Mars is OPR's Rebecca Neal.
Hey, Leslie.
Rebecca, this was a shocking piece of news to hear today. I assume Mars was caught off guard, too?
Well, that was the idea, although NASA did give the planet 24-hour notice to move itself to another galaxy unreachable by mankind or face deadly consequences. Evidence suggests that Mars has made zero attempts to follow through on NASA's request, so the assumption is that the planet is ready for all-out war.
And how long has NASA been planning this attack on Mars?
NASA officials I spoke with said that the organization had been quietly planning ever since a Martian dust storm tragically cut short Opportunity rover's mission in June 2018, which they refer to as the darkest day in NASA's history. But instead of retaliating immediately, they decided to lull the planet into tranquility and attack then.
So what's the plan once Vengeance makes contact? Mars is a giant rock named after the Roman god of war. It's not just going to roll over without a fight.
NASA officials refused to go into any tactical detail, but I did manage to connect with a source on the inside who sent me the engineering logs from Vengeance's testing phase at the NASA base. Have a listen.
Initiating poison test.
Initiated. Vengeance is slowly poisoning the soil while pretending to gather samples.
Let's run it again with the spit feature, please.
Roger that. Vengeance is now disrespecting the surface of Mars by ejecting a small spit-like substance out of the frontal spout.
Beautiful. Engage death mode.
Engage. Fire blaster at 100%, reaching 5,000 miles in diameter. Initiating gunfire. Initiating maniacal laughter from rover for effect.
Wow, Mars messed with the wrong organization.
That's right. The Vengeance rover is also apparently armed with a photo of Opportunity rover, so it remembers why it's torching a 4.6 billion-year-old planet to dust.
It must have been hard for NASA to be so patient before retaliating.
But by all accounts, it was. Here's head engineer Thomas Daines again, who I spoke with after the press conference.
On the day Opportunity rover died, my colleagues had to hold me back from strapping nuclear bombs all over my spacesuit and taking a shuttle directly at that son of a bitch. I wanted justice right away. I wanted to get my hands on that asshole planet and watch it burn. But the longer you wait, the sweeter the reward.
What message do you hope to send to Mars and other planets?
Fuck with our rovers and you get fucked. Period.
Wow, Venus and Jupiter better take heed.
Well, since the attack, sources from all other seven planets said that they fully support NASA's mission and completely condemn Mars's disgusting attack on Opportunity rover in 2018.
Seems like they want to stay on NASA's good side.
Neptune even offered to hurl itself at Mars if NASA ever needed it, and Venus deployed 3 billion of its rings for NASA to use as reinforcements once Vengeance rover landed.
Well, I look forward to watching the carnage once Vengeance gets to the planet. I've never really liked Mars. It's just kind of sitting there waiting to be colonized, but no one can figure out how to get there safely anyway. So why not just get rid of it altogether and build a planet that we can actually hang out on?
Yeah, good riddance to Mars.
Thanks for the report, Rebecca, and Godspeed to Vengeance Rover. May your justice be swift and harsh. We'll be back in a moment.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
Here on The Topical, we don't subscribe to the old if it bleeds, it leads approach to journalism. These next stories are just as likely to be as gruesome and violent as any of the ones at the top of the show, and that's a commitment we take very seriously. So here's what else you need to know today. No one has faced more scrutiny during the pandemic and protesting than President Trump, but many are calling his latest attempt to unite the country both bipartisan and presidential. In a healing address to the nation today, President Trump reminded all Americans that his face is the last thing they'll see before they die, no matter their race or creed. Strong words. And activists in Virginia are staging additional protests today. Demonstrators flooded the state capitol in Richmond, all in an effort to determine whether one local monument is a Confederate statue or just some random 1800s guy on a horse. Protesters are calling for the statue to either be torn down or just more properly labeled, depending on what they find out about it in the coming days. And finally, some good news coming out amongst the carnage today, as a community full of losers reportedly came together to clean graffiti off a multinational banking conglomerate. Nice to see these pencil dick bootlickers doing their part to keep up the status quo. And that'll do it for The Topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode of The Topical, well, then you must be one sick puppy. I dig it. Also, you can subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to tune in next time when we'll take an in-depth look at the coronavirus's lasting impact on the United States, but through children's points of view. You'll be amazed at how stupid their takeaways can be. Just dumb as shit. We'll see you then.